But most people do enjoy a good Christmas panto, don't they? Oh no, they don't! Thank you. And today's service has felt a little bit like a pantomime at times, hasn't it? But the thing is, tonight we're going to be discovering that the real Christmas story, the Christmas story, isn't just a fairy tale. And to help us find out a little bit more, at great expense, tonight, this evening, we have somebody who wrote one of the books in the Bible. We've got Luke. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please put your hands together for the one, the only, Luke! Now, Luke, it's great to see you. Isn't it great to see Luke, everybody? And Luke, tell us, which book in the Bible did you write?
Luke.
Luke wrote Luke! So exciting. And Luke wants us to know that the very first Christmas, the story about Mary, Joseph and Jesus, it's not a pantomime. It is not a fairy story. It really happened. And this is what Luke actually says.
There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
Now, Luke's just said that there were some shepherds who saw it all happen. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, at great expense, as well as having Luke, we've also got the shepherds! It's the shepherds, everybody! Now, don't they look incredible? Fabulous, fantastic, very authentic looking shepherds. Now, in those days, there was not a lot of respect for shepherds. It's true. Do you know what? They were considered to be unclean. They were outcasts. Do you know what? People did not believe stuff that shepherds said they saw. If you were a judge and you had a kind of a court case going on, and some shepherds said that they saw the crime happened, the judges weren't even allowed to listen to what shepherds had to say because nobody really trusted shepherds in those days. And do you know what? If I was Luke, and if I was making this story up, if I knew it wasn't true, but I wanted to get everybody to believe me, do you know what I wouldn't do? I wouldn't say that shepherds were there. I wouldn't say it, because people would be less likely to believe it. You see, the only reason that Luke has for saying that shepherds were there is that this is what really happened. Luke is telling us about a real event. So we've got Luke, everyone. As well as Luke, we've got the shepherds. And I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Mark, and I work with children and young people here at Holy Trinity. But so far, we have discovered that this is a real event. That very first Christmas, it really happened. You wouldn't have made it up like this. But secondly, there's something else. Now, Luke tells us about a real shock. Can we all say real shock?
Real shock.
This is what Luke actually says.
An angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
Now look at our shepherds, everybody. Just look at them. We're talking, you know, healthy, muscly, strong men. Come on, boys, let's see those muscles. Let's hold them there. Let's have a, that's it. Nice and still. Come on, Dave, that's it. Muscly shepherds, everybody. They are used to the great outdoors, okay? These are blokes who protect their sheep from all kinds of wild animals. But when they see the angel of the Lord, Luke's just told us, they were absolutely terrified. Look at that. This is just like it was. It's as if we're there, isn't it? They were absolutely terrified. If nothing else, it makes the point that angels aren't little fairies, are they? The angel of the Lord was absolutely terrifying. And look at our terrified shepherds. But Luke went on to tell us something else. Luke, go on.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people."
Now, shepherds, you don't need to be afraid. So on your feet, please, everybody. That's it. Look at this. You don't need to be afraid because the angel had some good news. Now, I love good news. It's great news, isn't it, that the Christmas holidays have started? Brilliant. Everybody's really happy about that. And it's also great news, isn't it, that tomorrow it's Christmas Day? But what is it that the angel wanted to tell the shepherds was really good news? What is the angel's really good news? Well, Luke, tell us all about it.
"Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Okay, now over here, we've got a manger, haven't we? Because the angel's good news was all about a baby. All about a baby. Now, it's always good news when a baby is born, but there's something extra special about the birth of this baby, Jesus. And it's all about who he is. Did you notice what Luke has just told us the angel said? This baby is a Saviour, Christ the Lord. A Saviour, Christ the Lord. Now in the Bible, the Lord means God. This baby is God himself. That is absolutely incredible, isn't it? That very first Christmas, God himself came. That is a real shock, isn't it? God himself comes. And why is it that he came? Well, he came to be a saviour. Because the baby, Jesus, grew up to be the man who died on a cross, to take the punishment for all the wrong things that we think, that we say, and that we do. To take the punishment for the fact that we live in God's world, but we turn our back on God, don't we? And we often ignore him. God himself came to go to the cross to save us from God's punishment. Absolutely incredible. So that we can be forgiven. Don't you think that's amazing? I think that's absolutely incredible. A real shock, isn't it? That God himself would come and do that. But it's also really good news. Can we all say good news?
Good news.
Really good news, isn't it? That God himself would come and do that. It's amazing. But there's one last thing. A real event. A real shock. And finally, over here, I have a giant magnifying glass, everybody. I don't think we've quite appreciated the magnifying glass. A giant magnifying glass, everyone. Because the shepherds went on a real investigation. And we all know, don't we, that investigators always use magnifying glasses. But the shepherds didn't just hear about Jesus. They went to investigate for themselves. They went to find out more. Luke, tell us all about it, will you?
When the angels had left the shepherds and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Brilliant. So the shepherds, they got out their magnifying glasses. They'd heard about Jesus, and they wanted to find out more. So they went and found out more. Off they go. Look at that. They're discovering. They're investigating. They're finding out more about Jesus. Great. This bit wasn't in the script, but it's really good. It's great. It's good. So they went to investigate and look into things for themselves. And you know what, Luke? Tell us what they discovered, would you?
The shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
So the shepherds discovered that the stuff that they'd heard was actually true. And do you know what? It changed their lives forever. They glorified God and they praised Him. So let's have a big, like, happy pose. Look at this. Look at this. They're blown away. They want to praise God and they're full of joy for what they've discovered, that it was actually true. They discovered it was a real event. So finally, I wonder if you have ever investigated Jesus for yourself. I wonder if you've heard about Jesus, but I wonder if you've ever really seriously had a think and investigated whether that very first Christmas, whether it really did happen. I wonder if you've ever looked in to Jesus. Can it really be true? Well, why not investigate Jesus for yourself this Christmas? Maybe on your own or as a family. Why don't you get a Bible and read some more of what Luke has to say about the very first Christmas. That'd be a great thing to do, wouldn't it, this Christmas time? Start investigating a little bit more about who Jesus is and why he came. If you're at primary school, we've got Holiday Club at February half term. It's a great chance to investigate more about Jesus. A great chance to be like the shepherds, to find out more. But you don't need to wait till then. If you're at primary school or secondary school, we have youth groups every Wednesday at Holy Trinity Primary School. More opportunities to find out more, to be like a shepherd and to investigate Jesus. If you're an adult, there's also stuff for you as well. Why not come on one of our short 4-week essentials courses, investigating some of the basics of the Christian faith? Why not have a think about that? We can chat more about that at the end on your way out. Or just come along to church on a Sunday morning. We're not trying to have a really kind of boring religious time together at school and at church on a Sunday. All we're doing is we're investigating, we're finding out more about who Jesus is and why he came. So why not come and join us one Sunday? You'd be extremely welcome to do that. So, this Christmas, let's not forget that the very first Christmas was a real event. That is a real shock, isn't it? That God himself would come to rescue us. And it's also something that's worth a real investigation, isn't it? Why not investigate for yourself a bit more about Jesus this Christmas? Let's pray together. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that the very first Christmas was a real event. Father, thank you that it's not a fairy tale. Thank you that this is incredible news, that you would come to save us from our sin. Help us to admit that we need rescuing. And Father, please help us to investigate Jesus, to consider afresh who he is and why he came, so that we might be like the shepherds and praise you and be full of joy for what you've done for us through him. In Jesus' name, amen.